Slim's on vacation, Bob, so I have to turn and speak to you today.
Okay.
245 weeks is the first time I've ever had to resort to speaking to you at the opening of the show.
Oh, God.
How's life?
It's great. I went to a wedding this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who got married?
My friend Eric and his wife, Alicia.
Uh-huh.
And I was worried that it was going to be a very, like, crazy wedding. But it was not.
Now were you like wedding crashers on the prowl? Did you smash any hot piece of women?
No. Mm. I was like the drunk landscaper. Okay. I was like,
you were out like fucking with the shrubbery.
I was like, dude, these weeds gotta go. Who the fuck did this mulch job?
So it's the Lousy Weather Media main show episode 245. I'm Sean Ast.
Bob Compardo.
We have Angel sitting at the big table today.
The big kids table. We still have coffee.
Yeah, the Chris Clem's coffee corner is empty. Everybody turned and looked, but that is Chris Clem.
Chris Clem is still there.
He's still there. He sponsors the corner, but there's nobody over there making coffee today. But our guest today is the new local band, right?
You've been
on the scene for a little over a year, maybe?
Yeah, very sparsely. Still making our explosive entrance.
So your name is Astral Projections.
Correct, that'd be us.
So the other week, Bobby and I were talking about Astral Projections.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby's really into this. We had our guest was a podcaster who did tarot readings and was into ghosts and things like
that's
that.
Awesome.
So Bobby's like, tell me what you think about astral projections. Tell me, can you bring it up more? And she was like, yeah. Well, I really love my family. And he's like, no, I want to talk about astral projections.
Yeah, but I was talking about you guys.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, yeah. Then I, like I said before we started, I Googled astral projections and you guys popped up. And I was like, right here in Akron? I can bring them to the show for episode 245. And we had past guest Chase in the band, so
yeah.
I was like, there's a connection. Chase came here 4 years ago.
What episode number was that?
52.
Holy
so
cow.
That's still available.
It was all prophesied in the tarot readings. We knew this was going to happen.
So you guys, so let's introduce everybody. It's Matt.
I'm Matt. I play drums for Astral Projections.
Chase.
Chase. Play guitar.
And Stefan.
Hi,
yeah, there you go.
You have to get a little bit closer.
You play, yeah, you can pull the
you
mic all the way
there,
to
dude.
You.
Just, don't be scared of it.
Just pull it all the way to you.
This is where I checked from.
And you can just hold it.
Just lean it back like this. And relax.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
I wanted to talk about love, life, happiness, the American dream.
I like this already.
White picket fences.
Yeah. My friend Matt was trying to like get me into a band. I think I am in it now.
You're in the band.
He took a picture of us all together and posted on the internet. So that means
we can't back out. What that means?
I totally saw that today.
As soon as you put it on the internet and you take a picture, it's fucking real. Yeah. Especially when it comes to being in a band. Yeah.
So
no way the photo is doctored either.
And it was weird, like telekinesis or whatever the words are, because I had just messaged Chase, like, hey, do you want to come on the podcast and talk about your new band? And Matt's like, hey, do you think you can play a show in 1 month? I was like, 1 month, dude, I don't know. He's like, it's with Astral Projections. And I was like, all right. I'm asking them if they want to come
Matt
on the
Stevens.
Podcast right now.
Okay, that's what you're talking about. I saw that picture today. That was you. There you
I was
go.
Like, I was
it
like,
is real.
I'm wearing the same clothes. I was just over there 2 hours ago. That's
okay.
How fast it all happened.
That's funny.
It's Facebook official already.
I ran into him on Friday. We were at Guitar Center, and I walked in. I was walking back to the drum section, and I heard someone shredding this fucking like metal riff, but it was just
God.
On a click of clean guitar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, and I stopped. And I peeked around the corner. I was like, who the fuck is that? I know this person.
Hmm.
And it was Matt Stevens. And we talked. And he's like, dude, I can't fucking find anyone to play with, man.
Yeah,
and I was like, come play with us, dude. We got an EP release at the end of the show. So apparently you'll be there.
Probably be there.
I'm going to watch. You guys do it.
He's been trying to put the band together for a while.
Yeah.
Him and... God, I'm dying. It's probably the stress and... everything coming down on me.
Yeah, man, it was stressful. And that
I'm in Facebook official.
Yeah, you just joined the band 2 hours ago. What are
you
doing on this podcast?
You should be practicing.
It happened really fast for him. I watched it happen.
I lost my voice.
Did you get talked into it? Is it like whirlwind?
It was like, come over, man. Okay. And then it was like, you're the leader. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, go ahead and get social media running. I'm just like, okay.
Well, babe. Shit. Yeah, I'm making a little like a logo for you guys to put on the flyer because we didn't have everything. So I'm making that up this week.
We need graphics. You need
some sick visuals.
I need a street team, like a fucking skateboarding crew in 1999.
Basically, gotta do that for yourself.
Man, nah, I'm a see, they don't have street teams anymore.
I don't know. We're our own street team.
I'm stuck in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit street team.
Yeah.
Street teams are sweet. Managers are sweet. We don't have either of those.
I was on the Limp Bizkit street team. I passed out flyers and was like, oh, I'm sick of you too. That's what I did. Yeah, I always did. I still do. I still rock the Fred Durst look.
I thought that you were Fred Durst when I got here, honestly.
It's one of my many impressions I do.
He does have a good impression.
I have a good Fred Durst impression.
He can't do it right now, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'll find it.
That's going to be my next question.
I have video of it. I'll find it and play it for you during break. But
all right.
So I have like a couple impressions. I have Christopher Walken. Now. And I have Scarface. Hoo-ah! And then after that is Fred Durst.
That was
yeah, those are good.
Spot on.
Do you ever see the Dave Grohl doing Christopher Walken impression?
No.
It's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. I just thought about it.
It's like Walken showed up to one of their shows and was like, hey, can I introduce you? And he was like, well, is it Foo Fighters or like Foo Fighters? And it was like, oh no, it's like more Foo Fighters.
I like the premise. Stage, like the fucking Fatboy Slim video.
I really like the premise here.
So they had Walking.
So, Chase, are you still a hipster?
Some people would like to call me that. Yeah, sure.
Our last time here with you talking, right? I said you had, it was 4 years ago. You had just bought a record player, or I did.
That's what happened. Yeah,
pretty fucking hipster.
You bought a record
player. I bought a record player. Oh, so you were a hipster. that's how it went down. I still have that record player. I listen to my Rings of Saturn record on it.
Rick James.
Band of Horses.
Kendrick Lamar. I have.
I have Mad City on vinyl. It's just
not much has changed. No. He just bought an old school dartboard.
He did. He drinks craft
beers. That's mad hipster, yeah.
And drinks craft
plays guitar
beer
in a local band. Well, he plays so pretty much.
I think I've begun to drink craft beers and things. Like, I used to, well, I mean, also Steel Reserve. But no, I...
the finest Steel Reserve Blue Raspberry.
The discount craft section.
I used to just drink, like, Coors Light. Now I'm like, ooh, let me get the Breckenridge Vanilla Porter.
Those are good. That's a good choice.
That's a good beer. But I've acquired this hipster taste.
Craft beers, making alcoholism look like a cool hobby.
Now the wife works at a brewery, Hyo Brewing Company.
Yeah, so your wife
reinforces the thing.
Yeah, your wife has gone full hipster.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
I mean, we all are.
I've gone full blown juggalo.
Oh,
God. Yeah, whoop.
You got a hatchet, man.
You take your
earlier. I said you don't even have a hatchet.
Yeah.
I'll do it for you, dude.
Yeah, dude, do it on
you
his face.
You'll do
a hatchet man tattoo
hold
for free.
Hold him to it.
Yes.
My favorite.
My
ICP
get it your
whole would have to be
get it your whole
so magnets. Magnets. What's up with work that?
It's a miracle.
I don't believe in magnets.
Shout out to Matt Heaslett.
Can't see how they work.
My new favorite rapper is named Ouija Mac. He just put out an album on Psychopathic Records this week.
Who else is on Psychopathic Records?
Isn't that a big ass record label?
That's ICP's.
That's what I thought. Okay, that's what I thought. Well, congrats.
But all it is ICP nowadays and a couple other dudes. But anyway, so Ouija Mac put out this record, and I played some for Bob earlier, and it was funny. I was like, man, ICP's on this record, and it's wild. And he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's just straight up wild. So then I played him the verse, and they're like, they're wild. And when it's done, Bob's like, yeah, man, that was wild.
yeah, we're probably not going to get on that record label.
That was a hard story. You guys aren't going to be our first hipster juggalo band.
I don't got enough face paint lying around, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We haven't made that investment yet. Chase is all about the
You don't need face paint anymore.
Anything like that.
It's 2018 nowadays. Now you just got to be a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah.
Fuck, you're right.
Or wear flannel shirts.
Get
and
69s tattooed all over my face. Yeah. And just everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know what Slim's doing. Slim was going to join us via Skype for this open, at least.
He obviously
but
didn't.
Speaking of SoundCloud rappers.
He said his stuff crashed.
Oh, my God.
He gave me a phone number to call.
That doesn't make sense.
But, yeah, so that's not happening. I'm sorry, Slim. I mean, if you could just open Skype. Oh, I did miss a call from Dylan Noble. Maybe I did. Maybe they did open Skype and call me. Oh,
fuck. Oh
shit.
Let's
see if it doesn't. Holy shit. What the fuck? How did that work? Holy shit. I don't like that noise.
There he is.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I heard him.
Yo.
Did you guys hear him?
Well, if you guys want to see what going out for the first time ever.
Goddamn.
Being without sunscreen is, it's right here.
You, oh like my God, look at his face. I'm going to pass it around the room.
Pretty red.
Holy bad. Shit, this bro. I mean, the computer screen, you know how my shit is, so they can only see so much. But, holy fuck. Holy fuck, dude.
Sunscreen's a real thing.
Holy fuck, Slim.
Shave your beard.
I'm fucking... I look like a lobster.
You should probably wear a ski mask tomorrow.
He said, I look like a lobster. So, Slim, you're here with Astro Projections. I know you've been writing questions for the past month for them.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fire them off, man. I'm ready.
So tell me about... What's up, guys? Dylan. Hey, Dylan. What do you got, Dylan?
Hi.
He said,
What's
so...
up, guys?
Who's that? Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, ain't nobody know who the Dylan? Fuck Dylan yeah. is. I mean...
I do. I love Dylan.
I just turn around and it's just some... It's just Dylan drinking.
Sorry, not Bob. Sorry, I aborted mission. No, I do not know what you guys do. What is it you guys do, if you could inform me?
So, we are a four-piece rock band. We've been searching for a singer for a while. Everything's on astralprojectionsband.com, if anyone wants to check us
out. I'm hooking you up. You can be their new singer.
Yeah, dude.
Have you ever heard Slim's Rex Orange County covers?
Is he on Psychopathic Records?
Not yet.
Well, we don't want him, though.
But Slim is a SoundCloud rapper.
All right. I heard that's good. You don't got 6ix9ine tattooed on your face, but I believe you're probably legit.
He's just sunburned as shit.
That is bad.
I'm trying to get on to the website right now because there's like a breakup in the.
What website?
Is there a delay?
Yeah, I just can't hear what you guys.
What the fuck? You can't hear me.
Can you hear me?
It's quietly. I don't have my headphones. That's
what I'm turn it up in my headphones. Turn it up in his headphones.
Yeah, everyone's headphones.
This fucking
somebody
dude.
Somebody put some headphones on.
How would you like the snare?
Someone slapped some headphones on that guy.
I froze him. He's
you
froze.
You really are at the kids' table.
I don't even think about this guy anymore.
You're dead.
So yeah, we're a four-piece from Akron, Ohio. We just finished up a five-song EP. We think we just found a really awesome singer. So we're super excited about that. He was in a band. And he
Are you
going to
make him your leader?
And if we can't get you, then yes, we'll make him our leader. We got a show coming up June 7th at the Zephyr with Fringe Candidate and Green. I'm probably going to mess this up. Sorry, guys. Can you do it?
Green Tea Novelty Tree.
Okay. Is it Green Tea Novelty Tree? It's not the other way around. No. I always mess that up. Those guys are sweet, though. Fringe Canada Suites, Carl Vorndren and Jamie Stillman's band, correct?
Yeah. Yep. Carl
Vorndren's
great.
Carl's been
Carl
on the show.
Is wild in that project. I haven't seen him in person, but I've seen fucking videos, so it's going to be exciting.
Just take a good, wild. Like, 4 feet.
Yeah.
Give him a good 4 feet.
Looks very wet.
You want beer.
Looks very wet.
There's a splash
place.
Zone. It's like 95 SeaWorld.
Slim, what the hell is going
what
on?
What is that?
Yeah, Slim.
Are you watching it's a like fucking
what are you doing?
Movie over there?
Jumps over the kid. Like, you know he just got
What is happening?
Instead of salt water, it's beer.
And now I'm too fucking dumb to figure out how to end it.
It still might be salty. Yeah, it's still salty.
SoundCloud rappers having
I can't hear you.
Turn the fucking TV down.
Yeah, what is this phone call that we're doing?
You got Pornhub on in the background over there.
Yeah, you gotta leave the room. I'll call you right back. It was my settings. I'll call you right back. But leave the room for a bit. I can't hear you, fucker. All right. So I hung up.
That was one question that he had. That
I had my settings fucked up. It was using the, it was using the computer microphone to try and instead of the whatever the fuck that thing is.
Well, hopefully we'll get him back in a good connection. Yeah. What is it? We've done this for about a year and a half now or something like that.
Ish.
It started around 2-ish years ago, a little under 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like really fucking bummed out in my life.
Oh, you're getting deep already.
And, I knew that I needed
help
band.
Hands with the
like rubber band.
I was stopping moving his leg because the thing was going
to
fall.
He needed
over.
A rubber band man.
Yeah.
No, dude, I was like, I grew up playing music my whole life, and I didn't have a fucking band, and I was like, there's something missing from, like, my soul. Like, I felt it. Like, I was just a more sad person because I didn't play music all the time. And it is actually a motherfucker to find people to play music with.
Yeah, it is.
I played with some other people for a while, for, like, 6 or 8 months. It was just not happening.
It's hard to also, like, find people you want to jam with.
And
that
the schedule, like, that it all meets up. Yeah. You know, we get together, like, 2 days a week for between, like, 4 to 6,
sometimes
8 hours.
Sometimes you can meet the coolest band in the world. I mean, like, music-wise, but then you hang out with all the people, and you're like, I don't want to be.
There's a lot that goes into it, man. There's so much. There's people's personalities, yeah. Their skill, what you want to do with it, you know? But I just had jam nights, and Chase showed up one night, and I hadn't seen the dude in, like, 10 fucking years, probably. Mm. It had to have been about 10 years or something like that. And
I would say
just,
between 6 and 9
We just ripped it, dude. We probably played, like, some, like, just half-hour-long songs or jams.
Started
just, like, straight
jamming
up.
Some Creedence,
and it was just like,
Clearwater
wow.
Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Chase probably doesn't
what?
Either.
Yeah. Creedence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jam some of the, I just was thinking of something like long-form jam
Allman
stuff.
Brothers?
It's like, yeah, let's jam, and you just start playing. Like, you know this tune? Hell yeah, brother.
No, it wasn't. I don't even think we played, like, any songs. We just, like, shredded some stuff, some, like, post-rocky type stuff. Very loud and pretty energetic. It was a lot of fun, and it was, like, we just kept doing it. I think we
Now,
I
where's
we
Stefan come into all this?
Stefan is our most recent member that joined up. When did you join up with us, Stefan? A little under a year ago or something, maybe?
I think it was just under a year ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it was right after April 1st, which I thought was a joke. All the shit that went down, like, right around then.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Matt
I hear.
Yeah. And so I was... it was right after that Rosie brought me in, because we had two singers before...
Yeah,
right
I told
now.
Her to start picking you up. I remember
you had
that.
Two singers, and now you don't have a singer at all?
No.
Well, we think we
Chase
just...
Chase didn't
we had
even
a bunch
want
of
another
people.
Guitarist.
Yeah. Chase was... Didn't
Chase,
want another
Chase didn't want you around.
No. But we never met.
Well, what had happened was Chase and I jammed for a while, and we were like, we want to make this a thing. We need to find a bass player. So we've tried a bunch, and I was like, I got to get my buddy Matt. I got to get my buddy Matt. Mm-hmm. And cause it's just like...
But you're Matt.
I'm Matt. I was trying to build a band of Matts, but
Matt
Chase just fucked it up for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my buddy Matt Bond from Meow Meow Kitty, and we played music together our whole lives. And this dude was just, like, an amazing fucking bass player. Which is ironic, because that's totally not what he, like, got known for musically. He got known for, like, a joke band that, like, took off and everyone fucking loved. But,
let me kiss you with my
We basically just started stalking him and, like, going to his house, because he didn't have a phone or anything. He's like, fuck, I don't even have a bass right now and shit. So Chase actually got his bass out of a pawn shop. I finally got the dude to listen to, like, one of our demo tracks, shop, and he was like, fuck, I have to play with you guys. And I was like, that's what I'm saying. You have to. Yeah. So he came over and we wrote a bunch of shit, and our first show was supposed to be May 5th or something at Nelson's Ledges, and then he fucking died.
Legitimately?
Yeah, yes. He died March, what was it? Mm-hmm. No, April 1st or 2nd
first,
or something like
man,
that.
Man, that's why I was hoping it was
I don't
a
think
fucking
it was the
April 1st.
No, it was an actually
Fool's
joke.
No, it was on like the 2nd, I don't know, someday. I went to pick him up for fucking work, and he wasn't awake, and he was dead on the floor, so that was super inconvenient.
Yeah.
So we played.
Yeah, how do you find a band member after that?
Well, dude, after that, honestly, I was like.
Did you try and give.
I almost quit playing music entirely, actually. Chase and I had to kind of go through this thing where it's like, dude, do we even keep doing this anymore at all? And
shit,
it was
we're
really
fucking
hard.
Less than 20 minutes into the podcast. We've got more than a behind the music episode already. Shit.
So we kept playing, and we were literally, like, crying during our practices and shit a couple times. We just had to power through.
It was emotional.
Someone set up a memorial show, and we were like, we're not even ready to play this, and now we don't have a bass player. But we pretty much, would be fucking dickheads if we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we headlined it, which was, I don't even fucking know if
that your
was
first a
good
show?
Idea. Yeah.
We got a write-up in Devil Strip.
We did get a write-up in Devil Strip. Nice, that was tight. Nice. So we played it, just Chase and I. And what I did is I actually pulled Matt's bass tracks out of one of our practice recordings and played with his bass tracks live on stage. And, like, set it up through the cab and, like, played it through the PA and, like, had his bass on stage. And we opened his case and people, like, put notes in for him. It was really cool, actually. I'm glad that we did it, but goddamn, that was a fucking hard time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it probably felt weird.
It was very... I've never seen so many people, like, cry at a show. I guess everyone in the crowd was just, like, sobbing when we were, like, playing. We had, like, a video of him, like, projecting. It was pretty cool. So that's kind of, you know, the astral projections thing.
That was the start of it.
Chase pretty much found us a new bass player right around... that shortly after that, right?
Yeah, like 2, 3, 4 weeks.
Something like that.
Month or so.
Brian Fackelman. He couldn't be here with us tonight. He's to work.
I'm looking at your website right now, and it's like a... I feel like it's like a corporate event.
Yeah, I built that. Trying to get us booked, man, so...
Yeah, I was looking to see if there was any music or anything on...
Well, not yet, because we just finished recording a 5-song EP that is out getting mastered right now by Nick McCabe. Shout out to Nick McCabe. Thank you for doing that. I recorded it in our studio, and it's kind of been, it's been over a month and a half ago, maybe, that we started that. It's been fun, and I video recorded the whole thing, so we're going to be releasing some studio videos, too. Mm. So June 30th will be our EP release party, which you'll be playing.
Okay, yeah.
So you'll be there.
I'll be there, yeah.
The venue,
I better write some songs. I got to make it important. It's got to live up to, like, your guys' past experiences.
I don't want anyone to have to go through the shit that we did with that. So.
I feel like we need, like, some showmanship and some...
Showmanship is important in music. Yeah.
It's about having a good ass time.
I got 30 days.
That's the thing, too. We're serious about it, but, you know, it's about having fun, too.
Jesse James Dupree from Jackal, my favorite band, my inspiration.
Sweet.
if you've never heard
Jackal. Limp Bizkit. No, I haven't heard that, actually.
Well, Jackal's first, then Limp Bizkit second. That's what taught me. I'll play you Jackal later, too. I got a bunch of stuff
like
to play.
Is that like Striper?
No. But Jackal's like, Jackal's more like AC/DC almost, but better.
Are they from Australia?
Jackal is a band that has a chainsaw solo.
Yeah, they have a chainsaw solo.
What?
Yes. That's all you need to know. Don't ask. We do have songs up on our SoundCloud. You can pretty much find us on all media. We have a YouTube channel. Our social media button's broke on our fucking website, and it sucks to have to get a hold of tech support. But normally it's all right there. So any shows, anything we're playing, anything you want to check out, it'll be on astralprojections.com. We're releasing an EP at the end of the month. Hopefully we'll have some singer action going on with us live.
Yeah, I'm already taken, I guess.
I guess you are. Fuck.
I showed up to Matt Stevens, as you were talking about earlier, showed up to his house today, and they were like, all right, man, are you in on this? You got to take a picture. But if you're in this picture.
Fuck, we don't even see pictures. You guys are further along than we are.
Angel witnessed it all. Angel witnessed it all. She actually is the photographer behind the photo.
I'm actually super stoked about that.
And then Matt posted it on every social media
he had.
Yeah, I want
to see you guys play. I was like, dude, yeah, come. He was like, well, we can't book any place because we're like instrumental. I was like, dude,
yeah,
we're having an EP release show. It's going to be good. We're going to get a keg from Hi-Ho.
Yeah, that's what he keeps saying. He's like, because I already have lyrics to two of the songs. He's like, you just do those two songs and then we'll play the rest instrumental. I was like, yeah, but that would be like, I don't know.
You got to start somewhere.
I feel like that would like take the air out of people, if that makes sense. Like, you're gonna see two songs with vocals, and then you're like, all
you're
right,
you're probably
the rest of it
man.
Is just noise.
Put those at the end.
Nah, you're probably
just that's his inner Jesse James Dupree. Yeah.
That's why.
Plus, I think we should have actual Korn play.
I thought about
you
that.
You said Korn?
Yeah, dude, we're gonna have Korn. Actual Korn.
Actual Korn.
Actual Korn. Stock of Korn that we're just gonna mic up and turn it up super loud so you can hear the Korn.
Yeah. I pictured it was just when everybody in the band, like, slumped down really low while they were playing their instrument.
Yeah, dude.
Korn.
You guys gotta do that.
So,
we have to confirm everyone, but you guys are obviously confirmed already.
I'm leading the band, so yeah.
The Dug Up is playing, Astral Projections. Bragging Rights was gonna be on.
I'm the leader, so I guess. Just contact me for everything you need now.
I will.
Since Angel was there, she witnessed it. Matt was like, I'll pay for whatever, but you're the leader. I was like, all right.
That's not a bad deal.
Blank check.
Buy me a car.
That's what I was about to say.
So are we doing this, guys? Are we doing this? Can we take a picture?
I need a monthly allowance.
It's awesome.
Matt's pretty amped up. He wants
shit, dude.
To
if you guys ever need
music.
Help with anything, I do fucking graphics. I set up our website.
Yeah,
I
need all kinds of graphics.
I do recording too.
Need all the graphics.
Plug it back in.
Need all the stuff.
I can reboot if I need to.
It was pretty funny when I showed up to record the set so that I could write lyrics to it and stuff, and like, you know, they expected I was showing up with a Zoom or something.
Yeah, that thing's
handy,
dude.
And I show up with a desktop monitor,
keyboard,
fucking the whole
fucking track.
Yeah, that is totally 2001.
And then set up two overhead mics and then a mic on the guitar amp and then a mic on the kick drum.
Well, if you're still in the band, you should put the show on the podcast.
Yeah, show.
Yeah,
you got internet there. If you got internet there, I can live stream.
Well,
whatever.
I was thinking about setting up cameras and live streaming it, and then since I have a studio, I was thinking about recording all the bands too.
Yeah,
that's a fuckload of work.
It is,
and
a lot of equipment. It's going to take set changes way longer.
You
if
can
I audio record everything. So I don't know.
You can pretty easily
run sound
if you
and
got
shit.
If you got a good
I'm
mix
to have
on
a good
your
time.
Interface,
yeah.
you can. Run the video through your live stream with audio from your interface and chicks. We would live stream our comedy shows.
Yeah.
Right. But I was just setting up one hard webcam. But,
see, I don't know shit about live streaming, like audio through a sound card and stuff like that. That's all foreign to me.
There's Adobe has a really simple, easy, free program, Flash Media Live Encoder.
Okay.
And then you just get your. Whatever the root fucking file is from YouTube, and you type that little bitch in and set your audio device, set your frame rate, and you're on. And just
see, I have a bunch of like security cameras and shit at my house that I wanted to set up like around different parts of the house and just live cast. Like, cause it's either going to be a house show or I'm going to get a venue. I have to talk to the venue. First, so
all the cameras on one little page. You
especially click. The toilet cam.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
you're like a regular old Chuck Berry.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a different login for that one.
So
that's a paid cam.
That's 69.com.
Astral ass. projections.
Yeah, people have made a lot of fun of that protection. Name already. Yeah, we get all
asshole
kinds of shit.
Projections.
I've heard asshole.
Well, I don't
projections.
Think people know what astral projections are. I don't even really know what it is.
No, we get a lot of weird shit being said about that. Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff. We went to the ledges and a lot of weird stuff going on there with astral projections. I don't know. I've had
I was about to say, yeah, what kind
weird
of stuff
experiences
do you get?
Yeah. with dreams and astral projections. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
So is that where the names derive from? You experience these?
Well,
somebody give me the fucking ignorant man terms for astral.
I consider it like
out of body experience.
Yeah, out of body experiences, lucid dreaming, stuff like that. It's kind of like sci-fi theme songs that we have.
So like lucid dreaming, like a very vivid real dream. Or?
Yeah,
like using your consciousness outside of your physical.
It's like an out of body experience, but you're in control.
There are exercises you can do, almost like remote viewing. You can do it while you're awake too. Like you can sit and meditate and envision. Like one of the first easy ones you can do is like envision yourself like walking out of your house or like just from where you are up your steps. Just visualize you like doing it.
How is it like? See, I don't know if I've ever experienced anything like this.
You can. I think everyone has the innate ability to do stuff like that. It's just like exercising a muscle, though. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like your arms are gonna get big if you don't work out. So like exercising.
So now
there's a good percentage of people. I can look it up.
What?
But there's. Go ahead.
Do you log your dreams or anything? Like
I used
that?
To. I have some dream journals. I used to meditate into and out of sleep. And use like dream.
I don't ever remember my dreams.
Yeah,
very, very.
The Native
very
Americans
rarely.
Say you're dead.
Do I?
If you
I
don't
am.
Dream.
I am. I sold my soul to my friend Derek back years
on
ago.
eBay.
Yeah, so he for
like a dollar
for a couple bowls of resin.
I used to record my dreams.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, when I was living in Nicaragua, me and this dude
dreams are fucking crazy.
Like started recording our dreams, and we would share our dreams.
Yeah,
like, tell each other every morning. Mm-hmm. We talk about like what we dreamt, and we'd be talking about them every night because you'll start to remember more and more as you record it.
Dream telepathy is real too.
It blew my mind when I actually experienced firsthand. Like we woke up and had the same dream. I shared this like little 12x12 box with this dude for like a year.
12x12 beers.
12x12
box.
That's a huge pussy.
Yeah, I was about to say I share 12x12 boxes every once in a while. Yeah.
What's in the box, man? What's in the box?
Honestly, though, I don't think that shit really had any bearing on why we chose that name. It was just a vote and it was going to be astral projectors, but then...
you were projecting.
We had, like, a list of, like, 20 names that, like, Chase came up with some, I came up with some, and our bass player Matt came up with some, and we voted, and it was going to be, like, we had, like, Thickest Thieves, Instant Battle Plan, like, I can't remember all of them. There's some good ones. You should probably use them as song names. The vote came out as Astral Projectors, and I was like, dude, we should be Astral Projections, because it had a better ring to it. And then, like, Matt died, and I was like, kind of makes sense to be Astral Projections.
The last time I ever had to come up with, like, a list of band names, it was all, like, it was, like, the first line of Robert
Knife
Frost
Rape Slumber Party.
Dry and Toothy. Band
name. Sparkling Sadness. There's so many bad... Yeah, I don't know.
We play prostitutional punk. We are dry and toothy.
Dry and toothy.
Yeah, naming
I'd be
songs
dry and toothless.
And bands is a pain in the ass. Dry and toothless.
You
wouldn't
fine.
Be getting the call back.
man.
So, the stat that I looked up was 1 in 10 people in the world have astral projections, and that most people don't realize
they
are having them. A lot of people have them when they're kids, actually, because
I had strong experiences when I was a kid with that.
I did too, actually.
I got on the internet when it was new, and like, dude, found all this like candle magic shit and like out of body
dialed up
stuff.
On AOL.
Seriously, I did, and all these like super
got into Alamac chat room.
Cheesy looking websites, you know, that had like barely 3D images of
tripod,
shit like spinning on them with like star gifts. Background stuff, and it's like, this is how to astral project. I remember trying, and like my parents caught me doing that shit, and they're like, this is devil magic, and they just totally ruined my spirituality when I was a kid. Fuck you guys.
Damn, don't listen, parents.
Yeah, dude,
tune out 5 minutes ago.
Tune out, parents.
Tune out, parents.
Clubhouse.
No parents allowed.
So let's get into it a little bit. Like, where are you from, Matt?
I'm from Akron. I've pretty much been here my whole life. I've tried to leave, but I just get sucked.
Aren't you playing
in
a bunch of bands or something? Like, I feel like I don't know you, but I feel like you've been around forever.
I've played. I grew up playing a bunch of metal. I used to play a lot of Peabody's with a band called BTK.
What band were you in? BTK?
I was in BTK. I played.
Did that stand for something?
Oh,
or was
dude, Bind, Torture, Kill, man. Dennis Rader, the serial killer.
I got you.
We were pretty metal.
Okay, BTK, I don't really remember it.
We played, dude, we played with Cryptopsy, Black Dahlia Murder, Chrissian. We played a lot of big shows at Peabody's. That was a lot of fun. Played with Cryptopsy. Saw a lot of, like, my favorite musicians ever. Metal's a lot of fun. There's a lot of black dudes in t-shirts punching each other in the face all the time.
Black
which
dudes
gets old.
In t-shirts.
Black t-shirts on metal dudes. Did I say black dudes?
You definitely did say black dudes in t-shirts.
Sorry.
I was like, man, I played metal for a long
there
time.
There were black dudes in t-shirts.
I mean, there would
not
be like
all
one
in
or two.
Fuck.
But
no, a bunch of dudes in black t-shirts.
There you go. Black dudes in t-shirts. Metal was great.
Well, that's embarrassing. Sorry to all the black dudes that wear t-shirts. My bad.
Yeah, so... But
I played in Shotgun Sodomy for a while. You
I
know,
remember
v,
that band with Armin.
Yeah, I was very young at the time. I was like 17.
And,
I think that's
Tim,
when I got
Timmy,
out. Timmy's awesome.
Dude.
Armin is an awesome drummer.
Armin,
he's
God,
been Sick Drummer Magazine.
Last time I hung out with Armin was a fun time. He had a giant, incredible hawk fist, and he kept making me yell, "I'm gonna drink this, John." yeah, that's when I learned
sounds
the
like
word because he was living
is
in Philly. Yeah, he was living in Philadelphia, and there's a slang in Philadelphia called John. It's J-A-W-N. John. It could mean, like, anything. It'd be like, this is John. This is John.
Yeah,
like, anything's John.
It's like blet in Russian.
So, is that a word? You know Russian?
It's, like, one of my favorite words.
I'm going to learn
don't
more about you
started.
Here in a minute. Yeah, that's what I was saying. We'll get over there. But, yeah, so Armin was like, yeah, I'm going to drink this John. So he had this fucking giant hawk fist with a bottle in it just passing it around to everybody, and you had to put the fist on and be like, I'm gonna drink this John and chug it. Yeah, Armin's great.
Yeah they have big hair, both him and V. They got the big hair thing going on.
V was who I was with
so earlier. I played with them when I was super duper young, and they were like in their mid-20s and I was like 17, so it just like didn't work out, but that was fun. It was a huge inspiration.
You got to listen to Pig Squeals.
It hurt my feelings really bad when I got like kicked out like 2 months later, but it was just because I was fucking
Shotgun Sodomy was like the first place I ever heard Pig Squeals before any deathcore band did it or anything.
I think I still have maybe one of their old demos sitting around. Those guys were fucking sick and a huge inspiration when I was younger.
Yeah.
I played drums for Blood Coven, another metal band around mm-hmm. here. Played for Simeon Soul Charger, and I quit before they.
I feel like
toured
I remember
the world.
Blood Coven, but I don't remember this Soul Charger band.
Simeon Soul Charger? Yeah, they like went to Europe for like 7 years and like toured the world over
they
there.
They got bought by a German beer company.
Yeah, damn, they just disbanded like last year. Oh, but yeah, I quit them right before they did that. So.
Yeah, so oops. That was that's
like I quit them right.
Me and the bass player both. Everyone did actually. And they just got like a bunch of like the original drummer Joe Kidd came back. He was going to Savini.
I remember Joe Kidd too from Die Like a Samurai.
Yep.
He used to be a cook at a bar.
I think he is again. I think he cooks at Jilly's.
Funny how that
he
works.
Had some
Joe
super
Kidd.
Awesome band like a couple months ago. Were you
Joe
at that
Kidd
house
was
show that they played?
The
Spacement?
Gorilla something.
I don't remember
something.
The name, but they were fucking sick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all these band people.
I don't know. I've been in a bunch of bands. It's fun.
Nice. You were a metal veteran then.
Yep.
And you've
I've reformed my ways.
And then so what? You just like got stuck at a job, living life. You married now? Like,
no, fuck no.
Okay,
no.
So so then like when did you?
Well, after
did
the,
you like drift out of the scene and then come to this? Or you just been playing in bands all the way
up to Soul Charger thing. It was like very fucking discouraging. Honestly, it kind of like. You know, that
you're
was like
a
big thing.
You're
and then
mad
I played.
Hater. You're like, fuck them, they don't deserve it.
No, so not at all. I was just like, you know, you work your whole life as a musician to do that. You know, they're playing huge festivals and basically were taken care of and living the dream life as a musician. I don't think it was like, they weren't huge, it wasn't glorious, but it was
I never heard
done
of them,
and
no.
getting paid for.
Yeah.
Well, they were from like Kent. It was Aaron from Trendy.
Hmm. I remember that
band.
Dude. Was he the singer of Trendy?
Yep.
I watched him puke his fucking brains out after bragging about being the guy from Trendy for an hour at fucking
That's
Peabody's.
Pretty much why I quit.
That was when I was
no
like,
offense.
That was when
that
I was
guy.
Like 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
he,
watched Corey make him cry.
Yeah. Awesome. Everyone's got
fun
stories
about this guy. Yeah.
Everyone's got a fun story about him. He's, I mean, you know, but he did it and it worked. But after that, I was just like, there was the boat.
Yeah,
I missed
the
fucking boat, you know? So then I think I tried some other stuff and it just like wasn't, you know, really what I wanted to do. And I just like, I got into construction for a while, and the money was really, really good, and I ran my own business for a while doing that. And it was like, you can only do so much with your time, and then it was just like, music was missing from my life, so I just had to do that, and that's like pretty much all I fucking do now.
I'm an
artist.
I started this podcast after my band broke up and was like, I don't need music anymore, but it's always kind of crept around.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know what it is about it.
I'll record fucking rap songs or something. And even when I was like recording Slim and his buddies and shit, I was like the total like band dad.
Yeah.
I was like, no, you're gonna record now and you're gonna do it this many times and you're gonna write your songs. Stop being lazy, you fuckers. Like, save money. You're gonna go on tour. Like, I was just like fucking every day on this guy.
It's just and really hard.
He's like, I just want to make music, man. I want to have fun. I'm like, it's not fun.
Oh, it sounds like you and I would get along.
Yeah, being. If you want to make it, you gotta play.
Yeah, it's very hard. I worked in a couple different like, basically, it's just really, really, really fucking hard. The only times I didn't play music is because it was so goddamn hard to just do it. You know, you can only, like, dedicate so much time, full time to it before you're like, wow, I have no money. Like, all I'm doing is this all the time. And it's, I don't know. It's fucking difficult. I worked in a couple different recording studios, and those both closed down when I was working there.
Nice.
I recorded in Steph and I used to have another band called Valley Cruise, which was sweet as fuck, actually. Because
you guys drove around the valley and smoked blunts and
stuff.
That's
what it was about. We actually had a song about that called Valley Cruise. I think the lyrics were...
It was a self-titled.
It's like Big Country off the album Big Country, but Big Country.
We got this blunt rolled and we're ready to drive. Yeah, how would you like to go for a ride? We got this blunt rolled and we're ready to drive.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dave Wellner. Was it?
He sang it. I wrote all the lyrics.
Did you?
All the music. But
if you're gonna suffocate in the bake, how does it fucking go? It's all about weed. That song is all about
in the bake. Crack the windows if you. What?
Anyways, yeah,
something
weed.
Like that.
But it was like sweet jazz rock shit, and then it's just like politics, basically. And we were recording and playing in a studio, and then that closed down. And so we couldn't play there anymore, and then we just broke up.
I like the politics
still
stuff.
Randomly remember some of those songs.
Yeah.
Like, random.
They're pretty fucking good.
We need
dude.
More political lyrics.
I think a lot of music is just with sticking with it, honestly, and finding a group of people you can do it and just tolerate each other.
Yeah, I think when I was jamming with Matt and them earlier, their thing was like, no, we're like dads now, so like, we're
except
not going to do anything.
Just one of them.
None
is.
Of us are,
yeah.
So, well,
he's
I mean,
not
Matt,
even a dad
Matt
yet.
Will be.
I guess he is, yeah.
Colin's
congrats
a dog
to him.
Dad.
He's having a daughter.
What's up?
He's a dog dad, Colin. Yeah.
Colin's a dog dad. I have two cats. I'm a cat dad.
Yeah.
Cat dad.
You are a serious cat dad.
I'm serious. I'm fucking full-blown juggalo, full-blown cat dad. I'm a loner. So, Chase.
Yeah.
Last time I talked to you, you were interning tattoo.
Yeah.
Worker.
Actually...
Now are you full-blown tattoo artist?
Been sick, dude.
I've been tattooing for a while.
Follow that dude on Instagram.
I've been there.
Use a tattoo machine.
Yeah, I do.
What's your Instagram?
Chase Ogle Tattooer, right?
Yes.
Oh, dude, follow. Yeah. Follow that shit. He's so good.
He's badass.
I follow his work. Where are you working at?
Defiance Tattoos.
Same place, yeah.
Same place, Kent.
Now, wait, what have you been doing? I never really knew you as a musician, I guess. I guess I missed the boat on you being a musician.
I have always wanted Chase to be in a band.
Yeah, Bob's all about the Chase, yeah. He's jealous of you and you.
I've just always wanted him to be in a band.
Oh, I got you.
I met this dude, David Hammer, when I was...
David Hammer, what an awesome...
Dave Hammer.
Dude, was he a metal guitar player?
I met him when I was like 10, and he was playing like Kiss and fucking ZZ Top at the talent show in middle school and shit.
Awesome.
But I would pick up his guitar, and he was a right-handed guitar player, and I'm a left-handed, so I taught myself.
Play it upside down?
Upside down.
Freak.
And then I am a freak.
Hit my ass.
yeah, I was about to say, do you still play left-handed upside down?
I do.
And you play with them, so now who does most of the writing, you or...
Chase writes everything.
So yeah. Then you have to look at it upside down and backwards.
I just listen to it because fuck that.
I used to watch my friend Andrew Clark do that where the guy who wrote all stuff.
Basketball shorts?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. The guy who wrote everything was left-handed upside down, and Andrew would literally watch it and then just go, oh, ba-da-da-da-da. And I was like, how the fuck do you see that?
I jammed with him before.
Like, how do you see that? Like, he could easily just turn it around. Yeah. And play it. You're like, no, I have to hear it. Like, and it's I'll just bam, 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 find the note.
Especially because he plays in drop D, so it's like a slightly altered tuning.
So you guys are playing different tunings? Oh, right. Man, you guys are getting out
Stephen
there.
Plays in the East.
You guys are like Pink Floyd.
We're like Astral Project.
Yeah, band.com. Check us out.
That's awesome. So you've been playing, but did you play in any bands or anything?
Not
like that?
Really. There was like one band when I was probably like 15 or 16.
So I do remember seeing you at shows and stuff like
that. Yeah. I mean, I love going to shows.
Like, I
and
like
seeing
shows
live.
Yeah, awesome, I man. Love seeing shows.
Shows
they're
awesome.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, shows.
Yes. no, like I would jam with other dudes, like not in bands, just like playing around or whatever.
And then I wrangled them in, dude.
And then Matt was like, and I'm like, I'm going to go fucking play. I've been playing guitar for like 20 plus years. So I
he
need
probably
to go.
Hates me at this point.
I need to go.
We're in a band together. Yeah. I'm on his ass so hard.
Now, do you guys?
Fucking hammer.
How do you guys see? How do you guys know each other?
Music scene, pretty much, and
just
mutual
seeing him
friends
at shows and stuff.
Yeah, like Brandon Sigenthaler's house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we partied around a lot of the same people, and then didn't see each other for forever. I went to his wife's birthday party like in 2013 or something, and they were living together, and I played beer pong in his house and hung out, and then I was posting on Facebook all the time, having jam nights on Monday, just trying to find people. I was like, come over, come over, come over.
Yeah, let's play.
And I never expected this dude to come over.
I'm like, where do you live?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just showed up, and that was it.
That was the beginning of
now
the
Now I'm like, haha,
friendship.
We're in a band, motherfucker. What do you think about that?
So, Stefan, you're talking about Nicaragua.
Oh, yeah.
So, wait, you lived in Nicaragua for a long time, I'm assuming?
Uh-huh, a little bit.
Sugar's popular there, right?
Yeah.
He almost died in Nicaragua.
Don't we get like sugar from there? No, you're like and coke.
He almost died.
So how do you end up in Nicaragua? It just sounded you were like when I lived there, like it was just such a nonchalant thing. So.
I graduated high school early and just dipped the hell out with a program called Los Amigos de las Americas, and
Are you very fluent in Spanish, or is that all you know?
Oh, he can tell you all the bad words, dude.
Well,
chupa mi verga.
You said that very well, so I was like, that'd be awesome.
So, long story short, dipped out of high school early, moved there with the program for 3 months, didn't want to come back, so I stayed there for like 6 more months, and then I moved up to Florida with my older brother, and then moved to Texas with some for a chick, which you should never do that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's always a poor decision.
It's awesome. Was it like at least Northeast Texas, or was it like way mad south? Like
it was
desert
Eastern
Texas,
Katy, right outside of Houston.
Was it a thousand?
So it was still hot. Yeah, that's still
yeah.
Golf,
it was still hot as hell.
Coaster,
where
yeah.
Her parents were balling. He just gave me his Porsche. Her dad gave me his Porsche to drive while
that's
I was there.
A
I was
fucking
like,
nice
was
idea.
Ridiculous.
Well, see, I mean, at least that was a plus.
Idea,
yeah,
but it was great
yeah,
for me.
That was a plus.
Yeah, Stefan.
Was
yeah,
her dad
this
Jake
Porsche.
Ryan?
Yeah.
But Matt, I had met Matt
we were really
at my my very first show ever, which was terrible. God, we were so
were
bad.
Were you in a band?
Yeah, I was in a band with my friend Corey Reckner and Matt Bond, our old bassist who passed away.
But he was
like
grounded,
my brother.
I think.
He was grounded, and Jared Caulfield, we asked my friend Jared Caulfield to come play bass for us, but
nice.
He can't play bass.
And
so
he doesn't know any of
the
songs.
Bass amp all the way down and played the show.
It was at the it's now awesome. Nervous Dog Coffee Shop in Wallhaven, but it was it used to be Coco's.
There was so many people there that the parking lot was like full. You couldn't
I'm sure
even,
they
like,
love
fit
that.
All the people.
It was like
and
a
we were so
of
bad.
13-year-olds, like 513-year-olds hanging out. They're like, what the fuck is this?
So it was so ridiculous. But I met Matt Bush there. He comes up to me after the show and he goes, hey, man, that was pretty sweet. You want to come over to my house and play guitar? I play drums. I was like, all right. And then we've been
like
playing music since we were like, 13 or 14.
I used to have all kinds of people over my parents' house.
We've had bands
jam,
off and on.
Jam room.
First show I think I played was I was like 13 or 14. It was my in my parents' basement. I mean, there was probably like 30 people there. We were all 14. And people had like bottles of liquor and shit, dude. They, like we played like Deftones covers, and we didn't have a fucking singer, dude. God damn it! You just
we were
can't
like
find
13
a singer.
Years old. There's a bunch of drunk fucking.
I think I was already in a band.
At the coffee shop.
Hiding out, dude.
I deliver pizzas, and I had to deliver a few weeks ago to my boss's like mom's house, which was like a little kid's birthday party going on, and I didn't realize. So I'd taken this food. I get there, and I was like, and it's like a mansion. I'm like, holy shit, I've been here before. It's like an indoor pool and everything. So I get back and I was like, yeah, I've been there before. That was crazy. And he was like, oh, how have you been there before? And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, well, I didn't think I'd have to tell you this story because you're my boss and that was
See,
your mom that I just delivered
pool.
To. But no, it was, we used to, like, I used to know a kid from high school and he lived there. And he used to just, whenever his parents would go out of town, would have huge parties. And one, and there's the first show I ever played in a band was in that house in the basement, like.
And, fucking kids are just tearing up the pool.
And then and then we had an indoor pool, and then
and that happened
awesome.
At your boss's
we were
mom's
drunk,
house.
And
I'd love
was
to
like,
play
yeah,
pool
but
party.
We weren't getting drunk or no, there wasn't
That's
a lot
funny.
Of people there.
You're like, there's nobody.
It
there.
Wasn't that crazy. I could try to explain it.
Who do you drive?
But it was literally like Planet X or whatever the or what Party X or whatever the fuck that movie's called.
You gotta keep the stalkers at bay. You can't say on air.
What
trying to order pizzas and suck his dick?
What the fuck's the?
I almost fucked up the other day so bad.
Yeah,
I almost
you did.
Rear-ended somebody. It was like raining like crazy, and I almost rear-ended someone. I turned left where I was, and then they pulled in. And it was my ex-girlfriend's mom. Like I was close to rear-ending her. It was. It was like, oh,
her?
That would have been so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, and she. Oh man.
Then
man.
You guys would have made out, and then it would have
been... Yeah,
that
was
so much weirder.
I mean, that's awesome. Not good.
Well, where are you originally from, though, Stefan, around here?
Yeah, I grew up here.
I grew up in Akron.
Yeah.
We're all trapped in the black hole.
So I keep trying to leave here, and then I keep coming back to help family out, and
that's the world
now
we live
I'm
in.
Here because I have a band, because I have no family left, so...
We're like
we're your family.
Yeah, sorry, my family.
At least I could get that breakthrough out on air.
Oh, we'll cook you turkey on Thanksgiving, buddy.
Nice.
As long as I get to marinate it.
Whoa. Then how? So you met him that long ago? You just meet Chase?
I met Chase
this,
more
or?
Recently. Yeah, but it turns out that we have a really really old mutual friend, Dave Hammer, who I've known
Dave
for
Hammer.
A long time.
Oh, yeah,
and that's the dude. Got Chase playing. I mean, that dude is incredible. So for Chase to grow up playing around such a talented musician, even in his mutant play style, it's. I mean, he's got amazing...
Dave lets me play with him now.
Yeah, because you play wonderfully. There's a guitar right there for you.
I know it
is. Yeah, we're going to have an acoustic set.
I would have been down.
Bongos.
I feel like I remember. Yeah, Bob's got bongos and a shaker upstairs. Nice. So,
Matt can kill that.
Yeah, we'll get the set going. So, what's the you guys have I guess the next plan is just to lock in the singer then.
Yeah. We were on a search and we put an ad out, and it's part of the reason that I built the website.
Now,
and
who sang on the EP? Is no it one. Just an instrumental?
It's instrumental. Yeah. So we used to have two singers and they both quit, and you know, it's just been a search for like the past year, and we've just been grinding out these songs, and it's, you know, it's hard to find someone. And we had a couple people.
Have you thought about going singerless?
Well, that's what we had did for a few shows, but I think we've just always wanted one, and the music that we wrote, it just, I think we feel like it needs it. I feel like that.
Me too.
You know,
you get one of those Peter Frampton tube things.
Talk box.
Yeah, yeah. Who said that they hate that? Is it like you? Do you say you hate those?
No, I.
Do you say you hate that? Nope. Seven? There's someone that's like, I fucking hate that fucking thing.
I mean, probably like
hate those fucking things.
Stevie Wonder made me love that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he kills it.
The Beastie Boys use it on their jazz fusion songs.
What happens if you put it in your butt? Does that work?
I bet. But you have to have some serious rectal control.
Maybe I do.
You would.
Like pitch control. And you probably want to sanitize.
Maybe I do.
Yeah.
Serious
maybe he can control. Loosen it.
And then I'll set it up on Chase's microphone afterwards.
Just make sure you get some Fiesta pizza.
Yeah, but I mean, anybody can loosen tighten, but you got to like, you got to hit pitch, bro.
Loosen and
but
tighten.
But no, we were just doing it. We were just doing it all instrumental. And I think it's like we were playing shows and we were doing it, but it's like we kind of took a step back and then recorded the EP and just practiced more so we could get more to where we want to be. And we have we're starting to book shows again for the summer because we wrapped up this EP and we got June 7th and June 30th coming up. So
what do you do on June 7th?
That is at the Zephyr with Fringe Canada
and I almost said in Canada
and Novelty Tree.
No freaking way, bud.
Yeah. In Canada.
It's a free show, donation only. We're super fucking psyched about it. So hopefully maybe by the end of the month we can get stuff worked out with the singer. But yeah, we just had a bunch of crazy people hitting us up and people that were like good but also not in the age range. Yeah. You know, it's hard.
You ever check Craigslist?
I've been on the Craigslist. I think yeah,
you met
a Craigslist ad.
Yeah. Craig has a list. A lot of people I know meet on
Craigslist. I met some musicians from Craigslist when I was a kid. I mean, it was cool.
What about Back Pages?
No, I do that. I use that for different stuff.
That's where the good shit's at.
Yeah,
the massage.
We do that for different types of auditions.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to keep those around too. What else? Who else is gonna be in the music video? Yeah, Craigslist.
But, yeah, I found a really, really good drummer. I was like touring with this Russian band in LA for a little bit, and lost our drummer. Degrees of Freedom.
Degrees of Freedom. That's right.
They're ridiculous. But we found our like 4 foot round little ball of a Mexican. He's so cute, and he shredded.
Yeah,
and we met him on.
You
Craigslist.
Just met him on Craigslist. Yeah. So
I have a crazy guy still messaging me from Craigslist.
From Craigslist.
He's messaging someone else, too.
He also messages my friend Ian, and they have a mutual friend, Vinny, and...
they have a mutual friend.
And he's like, we gotta beat this guy up.
I've heard great stories. When my friend Kent had a great story where he said this guy hit him up and had him bring his drums over. When he showed up, the guy was like, oh, I don't know how to play guitar. I figured you start playing, I'll be able to just
learn.
Learn to
like that happens. I've packed up a whole drum set and drove from Akron to Canton to audition for a band, and they just weren't even there. Well, you fucked that up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what people think. It's really hard.
We've got some pretty, when it comes to music. Pretty funny audition tapes. Mm-hmm.
We do. I'm not going to put that.
No, we're not
going to
put him out. That's disrespectful. But
is it like,
I feel like
you've
got to be professional.
He is a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He was a very nice guy.
He was trying, and it was like, you know.
He's a very
it
nice
took a lot of
guy.
Courage.
There was a lot of enthusiasm and courage.
It was like Hulk Hogan's audition tape for Metallica.
Was
what?
That real?
No, it's not real at all. But he
got me excited.
I know.
He
said
that
would have been so sick, dude. They would have had an album called Vitamins.
Hulk Hogan was on the radio one time. It was like, "Yo, yeah, brother, when Clifford died or whatever, Clint died, whatever the fuck."
I think it was Cliff.
Cliff, there we go. When Cliff died, brother, they had me send in a demo tape on my man.
It would have got changed to Vitalica.
So Lars eventually had to come out and be like, that is not true. Like, we would never ask for Hulk Hogan's audition tape, especially in the mid-80s.
I
would have. Like,
fuck it, dude.
Hulk Hogan was...
I want his audition tape now, actually.
He still plays bass, brother.
I wonder if he still has a really cool speedboat.
He just ripped the strings off because he's so serious.
Do you guys need a bass player?
Now we got one.
Don't ever go wind sailing with Hulk Hogan if you were talking about Speedboat.
Yeah.
If you never saw WrestleMania 9 with his black eye, he took a wind sail. Yeah. Anyway,
I didn't.
So
I know now though.
Someone's into WWE.
Dude, I love
WWE.
All the
now.
Are you going up to scale?
Actually,
for the wrestling matches?
Actually, hate it all. I hate it. I
That's
hate
never
it.
Into wrestling.
But I still love suffer it. Myself through it. Yeah, it's one of those things. So yeah, you just hate
Damn,
it.
Damn, dude.
You watch it to be like, this fucking sucks. What
I
happened?
Took one.
Of course.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
All of his beers are gone. Chase is sad now.
Fuck. No, I'm good.
Would you like a water?
No, I'm good.
Would you like a generic Capri Sun?
No, and I was just gonna say Capri
honest,
Sun.
Honest
dude,
kid.
That's funny. No, I'm good. Thank you, man.
He's getting it for you. There it is, dude.
You're gonna drink it.
Go on
I'm just trying
drink.
To pull it out. I'll just set it on the table. It's Honest Kids Berry Good
those
Lemonade.
Aren't generic. Those are just like good for you.
They're
like Honest Tea.
Yeah.
It's Walgreens brand.
This isn't. I don't think this.
I don't
is
know
Walgreens
if it's their brand.
It's
I think,
not Walgreens.
Yeah, I've seen
I
that all
off.
Over the place.
No, I think
it's Walgreens.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Is it
product placement?
Walgreens is nice.
Well, yeah, it's not.
It's nice.
Oh, you're right.
I got Walgreens water too.
It's honest.
Nice.
It's like it's just the organic. It's organic.
Yeah,
it's
what you need. It's good for
yeah,
your
Yeah, ironic
body.
Part is they're just fucking lying about the whole thing.
It's
yeah,
it's
lemonade
good for
you. You want a nice water.
There you
there,
go. That's
see?
Walgreens.
That's Walgreens brand.
Yeah,
too.
Nice water and honest.
And an honest Capri Sun.
Yeah.
Rip off.
Honest kids.
So what's you said the show June 7th, June 30th.
Yeah.
You need to get
yeah.
a singer. Is there
yeah.
some? Can somebody contact
we got
you
a
to
guy.
Get? Can they contact you to get demos if they want to?
Yes,
well,
we do. We have our basically demo practice recordings on
mm-hmm.
SoundCloud right now. We really haven't
okay.
been pushing those hard because
so,
they're
yeah,
not like
to...
the best. But you can check them out. As soon as we get this master back, we're going to have hard copies. Everything's going to be online. Hopefully, I'll have it up on Spotify. We're going to be putting out some studio
yeah.
videos. It's going to be good. So the 30th, for sure, we'll be launching all that. Maybe we'll be able to throw some stuff out early. Hopefully, but yeah, the EP release party is going to be 30th of June, which is the last Saturday. Now, the Zephyr is the 7th. This, we're either going to, I don't know, the venue's got to be announced, so that'll all be on the website when we can confirm all the bands and then set up the details, so that's happening this week. But it might just be a house show, so... That was the original plan, but then I had an idea to get a venue that would be really sick if I can, but I can't really say yet, so wish I had more details to divulge.
Oh, no. Yeah,
but it should be, we got to confirm with Me Time and the Raging Crush.
They'll do it.
Yeah, they're probably going to do it. Bragging Rights was going to do it, but they dropped because their guitar player is going to be in Florida, right? Florida.
He's going to be in Florida?
Yeah.
He's going to be
in
Florida. I did not know
work.
That about Florida.
We might be getting Low Men in Yellow Jackets, which would be Josh Jones's band.
If they
confirm. I got to talk to him. And then also the Negative Ones, which is Brandon Pritchett's band. I haven't heard them
mm-hmm.
at all.
You got a stacked lineup here, though.
I also asked my mouth.
Mouth is the speaker.
Is the speaker.
So here's
my
the thing. I would like
speaker.
To do it. You know, we're just gonna get a keg from IHO and do a barbecue and do a house show and just do donations for people
yeah.
to drink for the cups. You know, and but if we do that, the music's gonna have to end sooner than if I can get a hold of this venue,
mm-hmm.
which then we can go later. And I am gonna try to find. I got a couple friends who DJ as well. I'll probably have a DJ after the bands, so we can have the nude, fully nude dance party.
That's what I'm talking about. Bubbles,
yeah.
And
so it's gonna be a good fucking time,
and
dude.
Ray
I'm super
Shurmur.
Excited about it. So there'll be more info on it this week. Probably make a Facebook thing and
nice.
Plaster it all over everything. Shut it down.
So give me the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Well, the big thing is we got astralprojections.com. We got
Astral Projections Band.
Oh my god, I fucked up my own website. Astral Projections Band.com.
That's plural.
Did you find our SoundCloud there?
Yeah.
What's
I'm
the link
grab
on
my,
that?
I have no idea, but I'm about to grab
SoundCloud.com/astral projections.
If you type in Astral Projections Band, it pops right up.
Sweet, that's what I like to fucking
keep talking.
Hear.
I'm gonna grab my adapter.
Oh shit.
Tempting him to grab your adapter is what.
I do have the
mind.
Master.
What is our Instagram? We have a Twitter now.
It's
Twitter
Astral
Akron.
Okay,
that's our Twitter is Astral Akron.
Astral Akron.
Yep. Our Instagram is
Astral Projections.
Do you
want to
play
Astral Projections Band?
one?
Yeah, instead of let's the do that. Sample one? Do you have
I
that?
Have an unmastered.
Yeah,
one.
We have a way better version of that to put on.
Ah, cool.
You got a you got an iPhone or an Android?
An iPhone.
Newer one. You need the adapter.
Yeah, Lightning.
Here.
Cabal. It might take a minute.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, listen to this
just
guy.
Because Google Drive takes forever to
don't
load.
Listen to this guy.
Don't fuck this up.
His Google Drive's got a load away file.
Yeah, sorry.
Steve probably doesn't even know how to.
Waiting for Google to load. Blow load. God, I have to load it.
You can go pee.
Where do I do that at?
As soon as you get to the top stairs, go straight. Thank you for coming. Let me shake your hand. Awesome. He's gonna play this. We're gonna take a break on while you're playing the song.
Up the stairs, you
said?
Yeah. Yeah. Top of the stairs. Walk straight. So, what song are you gonna play, us, Chase?
Which one is the first one? Well, I can't figure it out because it's in one track. So it's gonna be called March of the Cicadas.
It's all one track.
What he said was, "This is March of the Cicadas by Astral Projection."
Is that March of the Cicadas by a band that I'm in?
No longer a hipster.
The last year during the cicada, whatever you would call that,
cicada epidemic.
Epidemic, yeah, sure. The last year during that, were you outside during? Like, did you go?
I went up to the top of the world.
Okay, cool.
And there's like a bunch of them up there.
It was
awesome.
I forget where I went, but it was on my. I went out on my birthday actually, and the, I don't know, the vibrations from them was such a surreal experience. I used, yeah, it was insane. It was insane. Like,
well, this past cicada migration was a culmination of the 7 and 13 year.
You pissed that fast?
Cicadas.
So
there
like
are
double,
two different
it's
breeds.
Ready
to
go.
It's ready to and go out. Yeah, it was basically double cicadas. It was pretty crazy.
It was insane.
Are you still pissing?
Yeah. No, I'm good now.
Kind of smells like you're
just
still
a little
pissing.
Bit.
You smell my piss, dude?
No, you just smell like piss.
What's up? You smell it? You're making piss. Face smells.
Chase, you gonna play a song?
I think you're. Yeah. I think you've been hanging around your cats too much, man.
Yeah, I do smell
your senses are heightened.
No, it smells like
cat piss.
A cigar or something.
Cigar piss. It might
piss
be that
does
cigar.
Not smell like a cigar.
Or a blunt.
My
smell like
my piss.
But I don't know.
My piss
not
does
piss,
not
though.
Smell like a cigar. Do you need Wi-Fi?
No.
There
we go.
All right, I hear it.
The song's called March of Cicadas.
No, I'm not starting it over.
Why even fucking ask them, dude?
Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, thank
thank
you for
man.
Having us, dude. This is awesome.
It's truly my pleasure.
This is the first public airing of this song ever. This is a preview. It's out getting mastered right now, so might be a little quiet. Not just nothing.
Thundercat's the sickest.
So, Stefan, you traveled to the Circle K.
I did travel to the Circle K. There was some tweakers so taking pictures, and there was definitely a drug deal going on the in the shadows on the right
on
side.
On the side of the building? Yeah, yeah. Man, that's
so he was definitely, he got all sketched out when I pulled in. You could tell. He was like, oh, shit. Oh, no, it's just some random white dude wearing dirty jersey shorts.
I've been
really
there.
Painted a picture.
It's always an adventure. Yeah.
My favorite is when they yell at you like from like 35 feet away, like, yo, I got this weed. Okay.
Dude, in Florida, they just have hand signs.
Yeah.
Depending on what you want.
Yeah.
So like if you wanted to find some trees, yep, just like that.
Sometimes at Circle K, you'll get the guy that's out front and he's just like, yo, Matt. I'm like, my name's not Matt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you see you when somebody yells, hey, Matt.
You're I was
like,
looking
oh,
directly at
me.
You
yeah,
when you
yeah.
were saying that. I was like, yeah.
So much that can happen at that Circle K.
Yeah, that is a Circle K. It says there, smoke dude. Dope in the fucking sidewalk yeah, in front of the.
It said that for so long, I don't even notice.
Yeah, it's said that since they redid the sidewalk in front of the place, like when it stopped being Dairy Mart over a decade ago.
I wonder what the statistics
it's are. It's part of the new recreational, you know, outreach yeah. program where they're trying to get people to start smoking it instead of shooting it.
Smoke it. that's funny. Yeah, that is funny.
It's not that funny. It's kind of sad.
Smoke dope is on
the
fucking sidewalk.
I have to be in
sidewalk.
The right mood to go to Circle K. Like, if I'm not, like, if I'm feeling vulnerable or some yeah, shit, like,
they used
I
to have Choco Tacos
it.
In their coolers all the time, but they don't
they
ever
don't?
Have Choco
Dude,
Tacos.
Choco
anymore.
Tacos are the best. That's yeah. all I ever would get from the ice cream truck.
That was the whole reason to go to the Circle K. Choco Taco.
Choco Taco's where it's at.
Yeah, they don't even bother with the Choco Tacos Bullshit. Anymore. It said. Yeah,
is it because so, they all get stolen? Or?
I'm not really sure. I'm sure they have issues. I have... see, people do think... Like, Circle K's are like kind of the ghetto gas station...
Dude, it is.
But
some of them are really nice though, which
see,
always throws me.
I was about to say, like around here, they're
there's
not
so many
that,
of them
yeah.
that I don't think
you got to look at the Yelp
that.
Reviews.
There's
if it got
so
one star, it's in the ghetto. If it got five yeah. stars, it's
after
in
they've
nice
taken
area.
Everything, like they took over all the Dairy Marts and took over all the Sitcos around here.
You yeah, Sitco became Circle K.
Other right. places, they just have Circle K's in the ghetto, and they still have Sitcos.
They still got lost and shipped it.
Yeah,
I miss 7-Eleven.
And I there is a 7-Eleven around here. It's in Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah, the by the mall.
You get a big Slurpee.
Really? A 7-Eleven yeah. was an inside job
directly across yeah. the street from Schitt's.
It always feels weird
like
when you say the word
because
Slurpee
because they get exclusive, like flavors of different brands and stuff.
Exclusive.
They do.
Exclusive.
It says, yeah. It's like 7-Eleven exclusive.
They'll it's like get sweet crazy. Baby Ray's Dr. Pepper smoothie.
Like yeah. or the black label, like extra spicy Cheetos with
that is
lime.
Some shit they would yeah, have.
It's the only place you can get them.
Like
7-Eleven exclusive.
Soda, I think
they got vitamin water on
7-Eleven
tap and
flavors,
shit.
Flavors, which
Circle
is
K,
weird.
Just sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Jones Soda.
I'm into weird flavors of things.
You guys ever watch It's Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, Cricket.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we had this, like, Cricket. Dude who lived in the parking lot at the 7-Eleven by my house on Linkersham in L.A., and I called him Cricket because he looked just like Cricket, and I swear, like, we'd pull in, like, 3 in the morning, this dude would be naked, like, raving out by himself in the back of the parking lot. There's all these bushes, and he just lived in the bushes, and he was always there.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like the dude's
he was,
pretty
like,
free.
My Cricket.
Just dong out all the time.
Yeah, he lived
dong
there.
Out.
Flailing.
Yep.
I mean, his arms are
he's
his
like
dog.
Raving by himself.
Now, did he have.
probably found $5 in the street or something.
Was he well endowed? Did he have a big penis?
You we know you checked.
I don't want to talk down on the man. He was fucked up.
But was his dick okay?
But usually.
He didn't have a lot going on.
Usually, when people like.
I definitely checked it out.
I was telling Angel this earlier. Usually, like. If somebody has a big one, they'll swang it around everywhere. They're like,
yeah,
check this
the
out.
Big swinging dick.
They'll drop it on their wrist like it's a watch and make you look at it. Like, all kinds of stuff.
I think,
I think
people refrain from
doing
that.
That's just where
to
your
me.
Mind goes sometimes.
Sometimes you'll take your picture
yeah.
with it.
When
walked down here earlier while you were doing.
I was
your
doing a
wrestling
podcast. Yeah.
And I just walked down and he was like, that guy's dick's not big enough. And I was like, of course, you're talking about dicks on the wrestling podcast.
I was he was wearing pink trunks, so I renamed the guy Pink Trunks Small Dick PTSD. I was like, PTSD's in the ring right now, taking it hard.
Yep, we went there.
That's, yeah.
Pink
yeah.
trunk, small dick.
That's a thing now.
Yep. Check out my wrestling podcast.
We talk about small
Widen
dicks
the glory holes.
Trunks.
The big dicks are coming through.
Oh, speaking of big dicks, I got to give a shout out to our videographer, nice. Dave Burge. Here.
Yeah.
He's got a big dick swinging.
David Burge, I know him. He's been on the podcast before.
Yeah, he said that.
Full
him
Metal
and,
Madman.
And Darren were on. Yeah, he does all our fucking, a lot of our videos. I did all the studio videos, but he does all our live videos.
David's got a drone.
David does have a drone. It's fucking sweet. We'll hopefully be shooting a music video.
On the drone. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, doing some flyovers. Fuck yeah. Him and I talk about that shit all the time. But yeah, Rolling definitely Acres shout out to Dave. Thank you for all the shit you've done for Astral Projections Band. That's awesome.
David Burge, man.
And for my band, Boom Chow.
Yeah.
Yeah, David's
still got a music video coming out here.
He's a good guy. Him and Darren both were very nice.
Yeah, they're awesome.
You're in another band currently?
We need a drummer. My drummer went super
AWOL.
He joined Astral Projection, so now
I declined the audition request.
Yeah,
no
I don't blame you.
Yeah, no offense.
We just have like 40 songs that need a drummer.
I have been trying, Steph and I have been talking about going out and doing some street performances, though, on the weekends. Well, but he works on the weekends, so we're trying to figure it out. But I
stand in the subway and play Alanis Morissette songs.
If we had a subway, I would play Alanis Morissette.
A bunch of jazz standards.
No, yeah, probably just Highland Square. I built like a little mini drum kit, and we were just going to go out and play just for fucking just for
sit
fun.
In front of the theater.
I want
to
hear
it.
That'd be a good little
spot
for it.
The Shoeshine Shop.
Yeah, dude, that'd be a really good spot for it, actually. Yeah, I was thinking more right in front of the sidewalk of Mr. Zub's, where there's a million people.
Okay.
Probably people throwing shit at us and stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like Ray's
just don't
place.
Suck.
I wasn't there. Planning on it.
What,
one thing
sucking?
Is, I really want to, I need to get one of those amps that is just powered by a battery.
Been playing.
They're really cheap.
Yeah.
Recently, I hooked my pedal board up
to
it.
I just have
to
buy rent.
Saw that.
Or pay rent.
You guys,
I just bought a new guitar.
See the article. So. I just read an article about, and I wasn't sure which side to take because I don't know too much. I don't know the facts, but I read an article about how there's going to be more police in Highland Square.
I already saw it happening, dude.
For the businesses, and the businesses are paying for the police protection.
Right. So basically, the Niemers are.
So I don't know if it's mafia tactics.
They're paying for the police.
Like, I've read people say, well, the businesses are paying willingly, that they want that.
I heard
that. And then I've also heard people say that the businesses are
being
like,
we
don't
want
this, but they're being forced to pay. And if they're being forced to pay, then yeah, it's extortion.
Yeah.
It's mafia tactics, and that's crazy. But if the business is wanted, I guess that's okay. But I don't know.
Probably,
I
actually personally,
facts.
I personally saw this the other night, and someone told me that while the cops were there. Stephen, you were there, right?
Yes.
We were there together. He was sitting next to Mr. Zub's in between, the Legion?
Mm-hmm.
In that little driveway.
Yeah.
And he was just, sitting back there, and he, got out and yelled at people that were yelling on the street. And this dude was, had his shirt off, instigating the cop. I was like, this dude's going to get tasered or some shit. And he didn't. But while this was happening, someone told me, yeah, they're paying for police presence here now.
Well, probably
which
after,
is kind of
after
weird,
the.
There's also been a bunch of
there's already
robberies happening in the square. Paul, my friend Paul from the Violent High Fives, awesome band. He got mugged walking home. He lives a block behind the map.
I was about to say,
and he's right there, and he gets held.
I was about to say, if anything, I don't think that the businesses need more protection. I feel like the streets walking home and shit need more protection.
All they're gonna do is just arrest drunk people. So
the dumbass who robbed him went straight on his Facebook on Paul's phone and started posting pictures of himself with the gun he just robbed Paul with. And Paul looked it up. It was like, "Where's my phone? Hey, police, this is where this guy is."
Yeah.
So
tagged it.
Not that the situation is funny,
so
but that
wow.
it's kind of,
stupid.
Yeah, it could be.
People
are
getting robbed at
the
ATMs up there for a while and shit too.
Drewski just got his ass beat at the ATM up there. Yeah. Well, as soon as he finished taking money.
Beautiful
out.
Neighborhood, Highland Squares.
I'm surprised that shit happens there.
It's so motley though. It's like I lived in between a drag queen with a beautiful garden and a trap house.
Yeah.
And then you just got me random. Shitty gutter
hanging out
playing music
random shitty gutters.
I remember when they like cut down a police presence in Highland Square.
I remember that
like,
too.
8 years ago or so. Yeah, they were like, nope, great. We don't need any cops over here.
I miss the
anymore.
Old square. I mean, it's cool that they have all this shit, but I kind of miss when it was just like Sparkle Market and all that other bullshit.
And, and the like the little fucking John Kerry headquarters on the corner. Now there, that's like a giant parking lot.
I feel like it's very gentrified.
Definitely misses Metro Burger. I was talking about that the other day.
I forgot that was there.
I just talked about it yesterday.
Fucking best,
you know, it's funny. I didn't eat there for
city.
Forever, and the one day I went to go eat there,
it was gone.
Yeah.
Fuck, Wally Waffle.
Yeah,
that was.
Metro Burger was the shit.
That was the best burger in the goddamn world.
You got, like,
cool. I guess I'll never
for
fucking
all
know.
These extra sides were
the fucking Metro Burger. Do those still exist anywhere?
I don't know.
They were like a Florida company. Like Five Guys was.
I'll tell you what. Shout out to fucking Aladdin's though for keeping it real over all the years and like. Keeping their shit the same and not raising their prices and
true that
doing all this shit.
Props to them for that, but I still like Continental Cuisine's shawarma a little
better.
Yeah,
that's cool. It's in Fairlawn though. You know?
Yeah, fuck driving in Fairlawn.
Fairlawn, yeah.
It's kind of like the Ken of
Fairlawn. Copley gets like that too. Since I work in Copley, like I'll be pulling into work and I'll have cop SUVs just like circling my car. Just put on my hat real quick and run inside. I'm here for work, sirs. Like. But yeah.
Fair. I like the police, but it sucks when they're harassing.
Yeah, they don't have what it is. They don't have anything else to do.
They are the hammer, and everyone else is the nail.
Yeah, towns like that don't have anything else to do, but they have to arrest people, or they can't get new cars. They can't get cool armor and guns.
Akron cops are pretty cool. I think.
Is what it's all really fucking cool. Cool armor is what it's all about.
Cool armor is what it's all about. That's why they hire. Arrest people. What were you gonna say? You've had experiences?
Oh, just mixed experiences with Akron with cops. I've had nothing but negative experiences with Fairlawn police. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Fairlawn sucks.
Akron's where I got.
I got out of a ticket with them where they ticketed me for when I was in a parking lot, not even driving. They gave me a ticket and I got it thrown out.
Yeah.
They expected me
you
to
weren't
be,
even driving.
They expect everyone to be like scared and just go in and give them money. And I fought the shit and they're like, what do you want to see happen? And I was like, get it thrown out. And they're like, that's not going to happen.
I almost feel
and
like.
I got a letter like 3 weeks later, but they threw it out. I was like, yeah, that's right, bitch.
I got like a speed trap on the interstate one time and I was like, man,
how,
I could have definitely fought
local
that.
How politics can we get right now?
I don't care.
What do you think about
the
Talmadge
Circle?
Ain't
nobody listening anymore.
It changed to 25 miles an hour. Off
when I saw it, it used to be 35, all the like
the
you know county highways up. They've all turned into 25 as they approach the circle now,
and they've been like switching weird. Where the signs at, like almost
speed when track, I saw it, I fucking was driving
they'll still
home
pull you
one day,
over and, but they can't enforce the speed limit in for another like two
until
weeks,
June
so.
15th or something.
Oh. They'll just pull you over and be like, "Oh, you can't do that."
It was pretty funny. I was like,
bitch, watch me.
I was going down to get a pizza from Little Caesars. So I'm heading down Southwest Avenue or whatever.
Product placement.
And
sponsor us, please.
I'm cruising like 40 the whole way, and then there's a cop sitting in the park over here. But I'm like, well, speed limit's 35. I'm going 40. Who cares? So I keep going by. Obviously, the cop didn't come after me. But I got my pizza when I'm driving back. Right when I was about to hit to where that cop was, I saw the fucking speed limit sign says 25, and I'm going 40.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw 25 and was like, I was like shocked. Yeah. It's like, this never said fucking 25 before. Yeah. So I just cruise and like, I'm just looking in my mirror like, oh shit. Yeah, you don't want to slam on your brakes and look suspicious.
Such a bullshit scam.
So I could think was they're
the
going to sit at that.
Or the whole reason they're
though.
Doing it is because like, 3 months ago, there was an article published online that the Talmadge Circle is the busiest or the most. It's
most
got the most crashes in Summit County, right? Circle.
No, it's
not
it was
the fucking roads leading
Summit
up
County.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think it has anything to do with the speed limit.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the roads. Because
people can't merge.
Circle. They're not changing the speed limit on the circle or doing anything about educating people how to use.
Circle's
it.
Like a death. It's
instead,
like a demo derby once you get in there.
Yeah, roundabout.
Let's go.
That's where I deliver pizzas. I'll tell you the place later.
I hate when people try
to
do
it.
You can't do it.
That is where I deliver pizzas on the circle.
Chase and I have gone around the circle
just,
a couple
I got
times.
So I
got
to go on it.
Yeah.
So I got to go on it like a billion times a fucking day. And it's so annoying now.
Yeah. Now it's going to be 25 all the way up.
What you got to do is just drive straight into that building in the middle.
You just gotta look
people
ahead
do that.
And be conscious.
The old classic church.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's built in like 1803.
One thing that gets me is the, but you can't go to because you can't walk over to
seatbelt
tickets.
Tickets.
It's my choice. Mm-hmm. I'm pro-choice.
There's a Times magazine. There is a Times magazine article about how wearing your seatbelt is actually less safe than wearing it in certain situations.
It depends. Yeah.
Driving.
Depending on the situation, and they're specific about that in the article, but it's true, and depending on the situation, it could be bad. And I wear my seatbelt depending on the situation of driving.
I just wear it because the alarm in my car is so fucking annoying.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
You have to find the fuse.
I'm just that lazy.
Window onto the road and be a statistic.
When I have my pizza car topper on, I just plug my seatbelt in behind me.
What a beautiful thing that is.
I
remember doing that.
So, what do you think about Roseanne? All right, let's.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, this is so weird.
I like Jackie.
I didn't see the tweet.
No, I just saw that Roseanne got canceled today. I was like,
kind of unfortunate.
Did it for real?
She made a racist comment.
Yeah, got canceled today. They're ending it.
Wait, got canceled? Well, she does have that awesome picture.
Got canceled because of something she said on Twitter.
Yeah, she made a racist tweet.
Yeah, she called somebody an ape.
That's insane.
I know what you're talking about.
To me, obviously she's the star of the show.
Yeah.
But that how so many people can lose their jobs over one person's tweet nowadays.
Suck, because that was about to be big ass money for her, dude.
Yeah. The show were gonna have
that
show
on
forever.
I feel like they should keep the show going and replace Roseanne.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Like yeah.
That would
not
be
even
so funny, dude.
With like Peg
Roseanne
Bundy.
Character.
With Peggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be
there
so good.
Go.
Katie Siegel or something.
I've always liked her too. Yeah. Peg Bundy.
Yeah.
What about
Rosie O'Donnell?
That porn star
she's got the attitude.
McCarthy. What's her
Jenny
name?
McCarthy?
Patricia Arquette.
No, Jenny McCarthy's sister. I don't know.
Is that her? The girl that's in all those funny movies lately?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was her sister.
Yeah,
it's
her sister.
They look nothing alike.
No shit.
Somebody Google
that.
It's
like the first Playboy I ever saw was the one with Jenny McCarthy.
What is that a picture of?
I was a kid from my baseball team's house. He stole it from his brother.
What the fuck?
Random.
She.
Yeah, the years over there.
What's going on in that picture?
Roseanne
kind of scares me.
It's good material.
She's dressed up like Adolf Hitler.
And it's good material.
And then she has a little cookie tray with Jews on it.
What?
Oh.
Is this real?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Well, what?
Well, this explains it all then, dude. Now I get it.
Roseanne was a terrible person. But I'm like...
Now it's confirmed, though.
But I'm sad for
She's
Dan,
She's verified.
Dude.
For Dan. For John
Goodman.
Goodman.
Yeah, what's he doing now? He's probably upset. Like,
fuck Roseanne.
Fuck, I just bought all this stuff and...
Yeah, they all thought they were about to be living like kings after that debut.
Was it her and Tom Arnold used to be married?
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't like her either. Now I see why.
They don't like each other very much anymore.
Tom Arnold's like, fuck yeah, bitch, you fucked up.
They should just have
Didn't
Oprah
she run
be
for president a couple years? Like
she is president.
Last time she tried?
I think so, yeah. She was living on a desert and was like, I'm going to grow marijuana. Vote for me.
I'm also
her
racist.
Yeah, but I'm also
my
racist.
My show is canceled.
And I want guns. Yeah, that's Roseanne. I don't know. They could have replaced her with Rosie O'Donnell. Just went completely.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah,
I was
completely
like, fuck,
opposite.
Yeah.
Politically.
Why are you going there?
Anyone.
Starts with an R.
Rosie.
Sure.
Yeah, Roseanne. Rosie.
No one would notice.
Roseanne.
I think they should replace
like
her with that
person,
new comedian
right?
That's got the new show on Netflix who was at the...
The roasting chick?
Yeah, the girl that was at the political...
White House Correspondence Center.
What's her name? Wolf? Michelle Wolf?
Megan Wolf? Michelle Wolf?
I think it's Michelle Wolf.
Yeah, whatever.
Michelle Wolf.
Yeah.
With the
and then like do it like a timeline thing.
Anyone's
like,
a porn star if
Roseanne,
you Photoshop
was,
hard enough.
Just Ash. Back when Roseanne was still in college.
South Park did it.
Like and do like
she's
a
Roseanne in college.
Yeah,
oh
like,
god. I think we've gone too far.
Yeah. I think I'm okay that
Let's
Roseanne
just call it
got
Jackie
canceled.
And then Roseanne got into a car accident and died.
You just the new show's Jack. There was already a show called Jackie.
Really?
But it might have been Jackie.
You guys holding hands over there?
Yeah, it's from, I don't know.
Is there not already a show called Jackie?
I'm thinking of the chick from fucking Sister. What the fuck?
Which one? Tia or Tamara?
Yeah, Tia and Tamara.
Which one?
Nah, the mom on the show.
They're the same.
The mom on the show was Jackie from a TV show.
I don't remember
Square Pegs or some shit. Or Room 212.
I am not good with pop culture like this. Our Matt Bond was amazing with pop culture like that. He could tell you like every fucking actor and every actress like ever that was ever in anything. He's like an encyclopedia for that shit.
So astralprojectionsband.com.
Check it out. Check out our Instagram. Like us on Facebook. Come go to see the shows. They're going to be fun.
All right. Then I think I might be at one.
You're going to be there.
I'm the leader of the band.
We'll evaluate. I'm going to judge. You'll judge my
leading ability. I'll
remind you right before you go. I'm like, I'm judging you.
Just don't be the Roseanne of the band.
After the show, I'll write on your GeoCities guest book about what I thought about it.
I'm going to delete my Twitters now and open a GeoCities guest book. Not going to catch me tweeting, but you might catch me commenting in the guest book. Fuck all you clown looking motherfuckers. Whoop whoop.
It's not racist enough.
Thank you. It's racist against Irish people, clowns, white face, red noses, red.
I'm Native
beards.
American and
clown
Irish.
Face? Red hair, yeah. Clown face. So, clown that, face is like Irish face.
Hit close to home.
What the Irish
call
face?
Me red nose.
Red.
No.
Racist against one like freak reindeer.
Double.
Red nose there.
I'm like 124th Native American, bro.
Thank all you guys for coming. This was a lot of fun.
Dude, thank you for having us. This was awesome.
Let's have a good day.
Been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.